Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. Emory and Henry University is the home for a radio station, and my show, Wombats and Music, is on it. It's my chance each week to play for you songs that I think are extra special, and occasionally stick in something a little odd or strange, recording a joke or just a different kind of song. And I call those things wombats, and I do have a wombat tonight. The first song is my favorite song by Bruce Springsteen. It's called I'm on Fire, and I think it expresses the heat of passion, simmering passion, and he does it so well. I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no, I can take you high. It's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Oh, I'm on fire.
That was I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen. Next up is a song that I think catches the idea of a free spirit pretty well. Wild Flowers Don't Care Where They Grow. This version is by Mark and Maggie O'Connor.
Thank you.
Wildflowers Don't Care Where They Grow by Mark and Maggie O'Connor. Next up is a song from 1992 by Aaron Tippin. It's called There Ain't Nothing Wrong with a Radio. Times are changing, and it turns out that a lot of the radio listening now occurs in cars, far more so than in the past, as television and streaming and everything has come in. So the car radio has become more important, more important than when this song was written. But at that time, this guy, Aaron Tippin, helped write this song. He values the radio almost more than the car. So it's all about a car radio. This is There Ain't Nothing Wrong with the Radio.
And what she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Crossing my back dash, a little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas whipping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. Oh, she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio.
Aaron Tippin with There Ain't Nothing Wrong with the Radio. In 1969, The Who put out an album called Tommy, and it was kind of a rock opera. And one of the songs in it was The Pinball Wizard. And I could tell you a lot about it, but I think you're going to hear it. This particular version is done by Puddles the Clown, a character who's done a bunch of stuff on the YouTube. A guy about 6'6". With a deep bass voice, and he sings this version of The Pinball Wizard.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean. He plays by intuition, I never seen him fall.
The deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. Don't hear no buzzes and bells. Don't see no lights a-flashing. He plays by sense of smell. He always gets a replay. The digit counters fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard. He has to be a twist. A pinball wizard, he's got such a supple wrist. He's a pinball wizard, his score shoots even more. The pinball wizard, the world's new pinball lord.
That was Puddles the Clown singing Pinball Wizard. Next up is a 1962 hit, Duke of Earl, Doo-Wop. And this version is by Bruce Chandler and went to number one for 3 weeks in 1962. This is Duke of Earl.
Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke. Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl,
Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke,
Duke of Earl. As I walk through this world,
Duke of Earl,
nothing can stop a Duke of Earl.
Duke of Earl,
and you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no. Yes, I oh, I'm gonna love you. Oh, oh, come on, let me pull you, darling. Cause I'm the Duke of Earl.
So, yeah,
yeah, yeah. And when I hold you, you are my Duchess, Duchess of Earl. We all walk through my dukedom, and the paradise we will share. Yes, I am. Oh, I'm gonna love you. Oh, oh, nothing can stop me now. Cause I'm the Duke of Earl. So, hey, hey, hey.
Chandler. Next up is an a cappella piece. I love a cappella pieces. A lot of harmony here. I Am Dwelling on a Mountain by a group called Vocal Union.
I am dwelling on a mountain where the golden sunlight gleams in a land whose wondrous
is not this the land of Beulah, blessed,
blessed land of light,
where the flowers bloom forever and the sun is always bright. I am drinking at the fountain where I ever would abide, for I've tasted life's pure river and my soul is satisfied.
There's no
thirsting for life's treasures,
nor
adorning rich and gay,
for I've found a richer treasure, one that fadeth not away. For I've found a richer treasure, one that fadeth not away.
That was I Am Dwelling on a Mountain by Vocal Union. Next up is Red Dirt Girl by Adrian. This is a small town song. It's in the mud, in the dust. One of the opening lines in the song is, "Two red dirt girls in a red dirt town." This song brings me into that town. It speaks to me. Red Dirt Girl.
My best friend Lillian and her blue tick hound dog Gideon, sitting on the front porch, cooling in the shade, singing every song that the radio played, waiting for the Alabama sun to go down. To red dirt girls in a red dirt town, me and Lillian, just across the line and a little southeast of Meridian.
She loved her brother, I remember back when he was fixing up a 49 Indian, and he told her little sister, gonna ride the wind up around the moon and back again. Never got further than Vietnam. I was standing there with her when the telegram come for Lillian.
Now he's lying somewhere about a million miles from
keep on falling, 'cause there ain't no bottom, there ain't no end.
Red Neck Girl by Adrian. Next up is a story, two young men setting off for America from England long ago, and their last names are Mason and Dixon. There's Jeremiah Dixon and Charlie Mason, and they're on their way to Philadelphia. Listen for their names. This is Sailing to Philadelphia by Mark Knopfler.
I am Jeremiah Dixon, I am a Geordie boy. Glass of wine with you, sir, and the ladies I'm enjoy. Old Durham and Northumberland is measured up by my own hand. It was my fate from birth to make my mark upon the earth.
He calls me Charlie Mason, stargazer am I. It seems that I was born to chart the evening sky. They'd cut me out for baking bread, but I had other dreams instead. This baker's boy from the West Country would join the Royal Society. We are sailing to Philadelphia, a world away from the coldy tide. Sailing to Philadelphia to draw the line, the Mason Dixon line. Surveyor Dixon, but I swear you'll make me mad. The West will kill us both, you gullible Geordie lad. You talk of liberty, how can America be free? A Geordie and a baker's boy in the forests of the Iroquois.
Now hold your head up, Mason, see America lies there. Morning tide has raised the capes of Delaware. Come up and feel the sun, a new morning has begun. Another day will make it clear why your star should guide us here. Sailing to Philadelphia, a world away from the coldy tide. Sailing to Philadelphia to draw the line, the Mason Dixon line.
That was Mark Knopfler singing Sailing to Philadelphia. Next up is a song of nostalgia. Try to Remember. This version is by the Brothers Four. And if you think back to a fall when things were more peaceful than they are now, this will take you there. Whether it's a year or 50 years, Try to Remember by the Brothers Four.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Try to remember the kind of September when no one went except the willow. Try to remember the kind of September that dreams were kept beside your pillow. Try to remember the kind of September when love was an ember about to billow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. It's nice to remember, although you know the snow will fall. Deep in December, it's nice to remember the fire of September that made us mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow.
Remember by the Brothers Four. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music from WEHC at Emory and Henry University. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I consider extra special, and occasionally put in something a little odd, a story, a joke, and I call those things Wombats. And we have a Wombat coming up quite soon in the show. Next up is Scarborough Fair. This version is by Rachel Hardy. The original hit was by Simon and Garfunkel, but each new singer has the chance to bring out a different feeling about the song. And for me, Rachel Hardy does that with this song, Scarborough Fair.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. cambric shirt, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, without no seam nor needlework, then he'll be a true love of mine. Salt water and the sea strands, then he'll be a true love of mine.
Scarborough Fair by Rachel Hardy, a peaceful song, and quite a contrast to the next song, which is today's Wombat. This song is kind of a encapsulated anxiety attack. And if you're made nervous by things, skip this song. This is Stress by Jim Infantino.
I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. I'm addicted to stress, it's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me.
Down on my caffeine consumption, so when I get up, I just have one cup of coffee, and I like to have another cup of coffee with my breakfast. And on the way to work, I like to get a cup of coffee, like the kind of cup of coffee that you get with a donut. If I never get the donut, I just have the cup of coffee. And when I get to work, I like to have a cup of coffee, because I like to have a coffee when I'm talking on the phone. But it usually goes cold, and I need to get another cup of coffee, and it's lunch, and I have an espresso. When I get back, it's not morning anymore, so I have a Diet Cola and another Diet Cola, and by then I'm feeling fine, and I'm feeling pretty sharp, and I'm feeling pretty wired, and I'm getting things done. But right about 2, I get this little tiny migraine, and it starts behind my eyes, and it moves to the back of my neck, and it moves to the bottom of my spine, but it doesn't get there till 5 or 6 o'clock, which is the end of the day, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine! except when I have to work late. When I have to work late, which I usually do. I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. I love to work, I love to run, I love to play real hard. I love to steal little things from the grocery store, like a piece of bubble gum, or sometimes I just stick my thumb in a peach and leave it there. I love to work, I love to run, I love to water ski, snowboard, jet ski, skydive, parasail, hang glide, rollerblade, mountain bike, bungee jump. Well, I mean, I love to do these things if I ever have the time. I love to work, I love to work, I love to work out after work. I love to spend a little time with this woman that I'm seeing, so we never really get a little time to spend together. So we call each other up and we talk about work. But what I think I really love is to get up by myself on a little tiny island in the middle of the ocean with just me, a book, and a cellular phone, and a personal computer in case something came up. And I'd eat, and I'd drink, and I'd run, and I'd sleep, and I wouldn't do nothing except swim all day. Except I don't know how to do laps in the ocean. Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? And there's this kind of anemone that sticks in your foot, and the poison goes up to your brain, and you die, and sand fleas! Sand fleas, yuck! But actually, I think it'd be really relaxing, just me by myself in the middle of the ocean, and that's what I really love to do more than anything else, except I probably hate it. I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's thinking about me.
You just heard today's Wombat. That was Stress by Jim Infantino. Well, after a song like Stress, I think we need something a little more upbeat. This is Elvis Presley with Bosom of Abraham.
Well, you rock my soul
down in the bosom of Abraham.
Rock, rock, rock down in the bosom
of Abraham.
You rock my soul
down in the
bosom
of Abraham.
You rock my whole girl. Oh! Rock, rock down in the bosom. You rock my soul. Rock, rock, oh yeah. Oh, Lordy, Lord, oh,
rock my soul. Why don't you rock my soul?
Well, a rich man lives. He lives so well. Children, when he dies, I go home in heaven. Why don't you rock my soul? Rock, rock down in the bosom. You rock my soul down in the bosom. Rock, rock, oh yeah. Oh, Lordy, Lord,
oh. Rock my soul, why don't you rock my soul?
Oh, you rock my soul
down in the bosom.
Rock, rock, rock down in the bosom.
That was Elvis Presley with Bosom of Abraham. Next comes a song by the Nashville Bluegrass Band. Has a banjo in it. I like that. It's got some good music in it, but it's a dark story. It's probably best just to enjoy the music and not listen to the story. So this is Blackbirds and Crows by the Nashville Bluegrass Band.
Eva was a fast thing most everybody knew, while other girls were running wild. Eva flew, her life was the fast lane, but it soon began to show So I begged her with me to go to a little home here in Idaho with the blackbirds and the crows. One year we were happy and tried to keep our lives on track. While I was looking to the future, Eva was looking back. She said she missed the old life, and she was truthful, I suppose. The truth was she could never leave. The truth was the nights I'd grieve if I had to let her go. Blackbird sat on the fence line. Crows flew through the sky. I whispered low into Eva's ear, Eva, you're gonna die. She's a half a mile out, a quarter across beneath those wheat field rows. And no one knows who put her there but the blackbirds and the crows. Folks come by, we sit around, and I tell them how she's gone. I tell them how she packed her bags and wrecked our happy home. Oh, I tell them she's down in Atlanta doing cocaine, and God only knows. But Eva's not gone, she's here with me, right here where she'll always be, with the blackbirds and the crows. Blackbirds sat on the fence line, crows flew through the sky. Whispered low into Eva's ear, Eva, you're gonna die. She's a half a mile out, a quarter across beneath those wheat field rows. And no one knows who put her there but the blackbirds and the crows.
Blackbirds and Crows by the Nashville Bluegrass Band. Next up is a song called Now I'm Easy by an Australian, Eric Bogle. He wrote the song. It tells the story of a long and challenging life as a farmer in Australia. The term cocky, for nearly 60 years I've been a cocky. He's been a farmer. It was a hard life. This song tells his story.
For nearly 60 years I've been a cocky. Of droughts and fires and floods I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud have seen my tears and blood, but it's nearly over now. And now I'm easy. I married a fine girl when I was 20, but she died in giving birth when she was 30. No flying doctor then, just a gentle old black gin. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. She left me with two sons and a daughter, and a bone dry farm whose soil cried out for water. So my care was rough and ready, but they grew up fine and steady. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. My daughter married young and went her own way.
My son's liberated by the Burma Railway. So on this land I've made me own, I've carried on alone. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. City folks these days despise the cocky, say with subsidies and all we've had it easy. But there's no drought or starving stock on a Seward suburban block. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. For nearly 60 years I've been a cocky. Of droughts and fires and floods I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud have seen my tears and blood. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. And now I'm easy.
That was Now I'm Easy by Eric Boggle. Now I'm Easy by Eric Boggle. And next up is Cotton Fields by the New Christy Minstrels.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in that cradle in them old cotton fields back home. When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in that cradle in them old cotton fields back home. And when them cotton balls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home.
I was over in Arkansas when the people asked me what you come here for. In them old cotton fields back home. I was over in Arkansas when the people asked me what you come here for. In them old cotton fields back home.
And when rotten, you can't pick very much cotton in the old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in the old cotton fields back home.
that cradle in them old cotton fields back home. Yes, when I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in that cradle in them old.
Cotton Fields by the New Christy Minstrel. And the last song on the show today is Quan Un Bato Pa by Claude Francois.
Quand un avion s'envole dans le ciel, moi j'imagine tous ces départs, tous ces gens qui doivent partir, qui se séparent, qui se déchirent. Quand un bateau passe, quand un train siffle, quand un avion s'envole dans le ciel, moi je revois ce matin triste où en partant du désert, l'été prochain, je reviendrai. Et depuis ce jour sous le soleil brûlant, là je t'attends. Trois étés déjà sont revenus. Je suis là comme je t'avais promis. Mais où es-tu? Mais où es-tu? Mais où es-tu?
Quand un bateau passe, quand un train siffle, quand un avion s'envole dans le ciel, amèrement, moi je me dis que s'il n'existait pas, peut-être alors serais-tu là. Quand un bateau passe, quand un train siffle, quand un avion s'envole dans le ciel, j'espère encore, j'espère toujours que bateau, train et avion qui t'emmenaient te ramèneront. Quand un bateau passe, quand un train siffle, quand un avion s'envole dans le ciel.
That's Claude Francois singing Quand un bateau passe. And you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC. And now it's time to close the show, and each week I have sort of a ritual closing. You know, I think of it as audience participation time, and I ask you to join me. And this is your chance to be part of the show. So please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.